The Bible teaches that spiritual warfare is real. Christians are called to resist evil, stand in truth, pray, remember scripture, and trust the victory of Jesus Christ. But biblical seriousness does not require fear-driven speculation. Not every nightmare, anxious dream, sleep paralysis experience, or frightening nighttime event should be labeled demonic. Dreams may be influenced by stress, grief, trauma, illness, breathing disruption, medication, substances, sleep deprivation, mental health concerns, or ordinary dream processes. Several factors may be present at the same time. A frightening dream does not establish that you have sinned. It does not create a spiritual covenant. It does not determine your future. It does not prove that God has abandoned you. It does not separate a believer from Jesus Christ. Romans 8:1 says, "There is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus." Your identity is not determined by the images that appeared in a dream. Your identity is rooted in Christ. Ephesians 6 describes the armor of God through truth, righteousness, readiness from the gospel of peace, faith, salvation, the word of God, and prayer. The center is not fascination with darkness. The center is standing in what Jesus Christ has already accomplished. Colossians 2:15 says that Christ, having stripped the principalities and the powers, he made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it. Christians do not need to investigate every frightening image or assign supernatural meaning to every sensation. You may pray, "Jesus Christ is Lord, I belong to him. There is no condemnation for me in Christ. Greater is he who is in me than he who is in the world. I will resist fear without becoming fascinated with darkness." Prayer is communion with God. It is not a magical formula that must be performed perfectly to prevent another nightmare. No particular psalm, hymn, phrase, recording, or ritual guarantees protection from disturbing dreams. The authority belongs to Jesus Christ, not to the technique. Sleep paralysis can feel especially frightening. A person may awaken mentally while temporarily being unable to move. Some people also experience pressure, sensed presence, or vivid imagery. The experience can feel spiritually threatening, but the feeling itself does not establish a supernatural cause. Ground in present reality. Notice that you are awakening. Allow normal movement to return. Seek medical or sleep evaluation if the experience is recurrent, distressing, or connected to other concerning symptoms. Recurrent nightmares, trauma-related dreams, and acting out dreams may also require specialized professional attention. Seeking such care does not deny spiritual warfare. It recognizes that Christians are embodied souls who may need pastoral, medical, sleep, or trauma-informed support. Stand in Christ, pray without panic, remember scripture, seek wise help. You do not have to solve the darkness during the darkness. Jesus Christ remains Lord while you sleep, while you dream, and while you awaken.